terracotta and tumatsu, ukuratulu. In this corner of the museum, you can observe the fascinating phases of the process that transforms milk into cheese, and specifically into ricotta, typical of the Trapani district. Immediately after the ewes have been milked, their milk is heated on a fire together with kwagyu, or the dried stomach of a lamb slaughtered after breastfeeding. This ingredient serves to make milk coagulate and give it consistency. After about 20 minutes, milk is lumpy and curdled. By adding hot milk and continuing to stir with a rotula, a wooden stick with a sphere at the end, the whey dissolves. Tuma deposits on the bottom, while lachata, that is the serum derived from the ricotta, remains in the upper part of the pot. In fact, at this stage, the real ricotta work cycle commences. Lachata is filtered in a krivu, or a sieve, and poured into a large pot called a kwararu, salted and made to cook slowly. In the meantime, it's stirred patiently, adding milk from time to time. Before the mixture boils, the ricotta is virtually ready. With a kopinu, the thinnest top layer is eliminated, what's known as the zuppu. However, the mixture is still quite liquid. Real ricotta is collected with a special deep spoon with holes in the bottom, the so-called katsa, and made to drip in fascetti, characteristic woven vegetable fibre containers. The serum, or the liquid part that has remained in the pot, serves to complete the cheese's preparation. In fact, the tuma in the first pot, collected in the placentini, is placed in the serum and made to cook for about 2 hours. At this point, cheese is left to rest for a couple of days. Make sure you taste the fresh cheese and sample ready-made hot ricotta, which is used to dress simple pasta with a timeless taste.